The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
But moving to something, thankfully, a little bit lighter. It's a bumper weekend in sport. We have lots and lots to cover. And I'm joined on the line by Kieran Cunningham, or joined in studio, rather, by Kieran Cunningham, a sports writer with The Star, and by former Ireland and Munster front row Fiona Hayes on the line. Good morning to you both. Fiona, we might start with you and start with the rugby, because it was a hell of a finish. And the drop goal from Kieran Frawley, stepping up where he missed it in the Champions Cup final.
What a game we were treated to yesterday. They were absolutely outstanding, I thought, from start to finish, and just showed real resilience. And for Frawley to come up with both those drop goals at the end, having gone through that with the season with Leinster, was just what a way to finish. He absolutely came on and showed no mercy and went after it. It was brilliant to see.
And it was a funny one, game of two halves, really, where they powered ahead to a 10-point lead at halftime, and you could almost see the season catching up with them as it went along.
Yeah, especially that first 20 in the second half. You could see they were giving away penalty after penalty. Doris was in the bin, and you probably thought maybe it was slipping away from this team, but they just showed their defence at times was absolutely outstanding, and to stay in the game, especially get those couple of penalties and go for those drop goals at the end, shows the heart of this team. And the physicality of that battle in the first half was so immense, it had to take its toll as well at some stage.
Kieran, obviously a lot of the talk going into this was who's the best team in the world, and to finish 1-1 is sort of appropriate, isn't it? We still don't really have the answer.
It is, and like, the true test of any sports person, I think, is how you respond to adversity. And you know, going out in the World Cup the manner they did, because you know, after Ireland had performed so well, had beaten South Africa, the endless champion, or the eventual champions, in France, but they responded to that by winning the Six Nations and now going to South Africa and beating them in their own backyard, which is incredibly tough to do. And it's been a 12-month season. Like, these players, they're still able to do that. And a lot of those players would have lost a third Champions Cup final in a row as well with Leinster. So they've had to deal with a lot of blows, and then, you know, even injury blows out there to key players. But to come up with that, you know, does say a lot about them. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens next, because a couple of players have put their hands up, which is the main thing Andy Farrell would have wanted from that tour.
Yeah, Fiona, what do you think of that? Because the criticism of Farrell during the World Cup was he played the same team too much. He was relying on the same old guys. You could see maybe had Peter O'Mahony lost a step, for example. Do you think the ones that got their chance yesterday, albeit due to injury, have now maybe staked more of a claim?
Absolutely, and not even injury. I think Jamie Osborne in particular, with Hugo Keenan going to the sevens, I thought he was absolutely outstanding yesterday in the air. He had 27 carries. He just seemed to be everywhere. And he's someone you would have said before they went to South Africa, I wouldn't have even been thinking about him in that fullback position. But he's someone who's now put up his hand and shown at that high intense test level, he's able for that. But I think the biggest thing as well is the question will be going into next year, is around that Frawley position. Will we see him lining out a bit more at 10 for Leinster? Because Andy Farrell has shown what his depth chart looks like, and he's gone with Crowley, Frawley, and will we see that? And hopefully we will with Leinster, because I think he showed true grit and deserves a chance at that 10 shot.
Kieran, we'll move on to the football and talk again about a game of two halves between Kerry and Armagh yesterday. I mean, at one point it looked like Kerry were cruising. So was it more of a case of Armagh won this, or did Kerry bottle it?
Well, I don't think they bottled it. Now, I have to be honest, I think Armagh improved significantly. They had huge support there. Like, it was probably 4 or 5 to 1 in terms of the numbers. Like, you could see it all around Dublin city centre yesterday. There are Armagh supporters everywhere. But I think that because you know, it was Armagh's first semi-final in 19 years, and the huge support. Now, there was a natural nervousness, you know, which Kerry wouldn't have, because they've been down this road so many times before. And it took them a while to get going. But I talked to Paul McGinley, the golfer, during the week, the former Ryder Cup captain, about Jim McGuinness, who he knows very well. He's very friendly with him. And he actually came up with an interesting comparison that I don't think many people would make. He compared him to Taylor Swift. He said, if you read Taylor Swift's lyrics, he said she often has, there's a bit of score settling or she's got a chip in her shoulder. And there's definitely that with her ma, and it gave them an edge. There was an anger in their performance, even in the interviews afterwards, because they are a team that have been called bottlers so many times. Like, they led the Division 2 final this year in injury time. They led the Ulster final in injury time, ended up losing both games. They led in injury time yesterday. Kerry pegged them back. But they responded by doing the business in the 20 minutes of extra time. And I think a team on a mission are very dangerous. And it was very noteworthy. Kieran McGeaney going to every player afterwards and shouting into their faces, one more.
Yeah, so. One more. And it's a big, it's going to be a final either way that we probably weren't expecting at the start of the season, similar to the hurling. What way do you see Donegal Galway going?
To be honest, like, I am from Donegal, so I would be biased, but I thought all week it'll be an Armagh-Galway final.
Right.
I just thought there's something about Kerry that I didn't trust them this year. I thought Armagh would be incredibly driven. And I think Galway are the kind of team Donegal don't suit because they're very physical. And, Cork are a big physical team and they scored 3 goals against Donegal. And Galway are a much better team than Cork. So I would think it'd be very tight, but I think Galway will edge it.
Mm. Fiona, one more big final in a weekend of big finals, obviously, tonight. Is it coming home? Dare I ask that question?
I'm not too sure. I just feel like this Spanish team have been playing such great football all tournament. We've seen Olmo, you know, Yamal, 16 years of age, coming on the scene. So I feel like if it goes to penalties, I think England will get the win. Spain haven't had to go that route yet in the tournament. But I think if Spain can get into the game, they'll cause England some problems that a lot of teams haven't been able to do.
Yeah, it seems to be kind of a case of the team versus a team of individuals, if you like, that the maybe brighter stars to the casual fan are on the England side, but that Spain have just been playing such good ball, like you're saying.
Yeah, just brilliant ball. And I mean, England, you know, we've seen Bellingham, he's come up with huge moments, Foden, like, they're playing unbelievable for their clubs. We haven't seen it with this English team. They have such great players. Sacco, Manio, you know, they're unbelievable. But watching Spain, they're every ball, every tackle, they're absolutely passionate about everything they do. And Rodri in particular, Carvajal in the back. I just think this Spain team have been playing for one another. And with England, yes, they have such great players, but I haven't seen it connect in a full game. They've got the wins they've gotten there, but it hasn't been the most attractive football at all.
Kieran, there's another argument that the lights are lining up for England here, that they have stumbled through, you know, you need an element of luck to win any major tournament, and they have just stumbled through with so many patches that it has to come together.
Yeah, well, they have got breaks, you know, definitely in terms of the draw and then a couple of decisions the other night, but it was the win over the Netherlands was comfortably their best performance. And you know, there's so many teams in tournament history in both European Championships and World Cup that have played themselves into form. And the concern I would have of Spain, the young players have been so good, but a final brings a different kind of pressure. And you are looking, putting a huge amount of pressure on a guy who only turned 17 yesterday, and Yamal, Nico Williams, very young. And I think the injury to Pedri could hit home. I have a feeling it'll go to extra time again. And as Fiona says, I'd back England on penalties. Like, penalties was England's Achilles heel for decades, but they've got mastered it. Like, they're so confident now in what they're doing, that the process they go through in shootouts. So I have a feeling England will nick it.
Yeah, we'll have to see. 8 o'clock tonight, that game between Spain and England. We've also got the Wimbledon men's final today, Novak Djokovic against Carlos Alcaraz. So plenty to cover in this weekend's sport. That's 2 p.m. at Centre Court. My thank you to Kieran Cunningham for joining me in studio, and to former Ireland and Munster front row Fiona Hayes as well. We will be back just after this.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.